From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. It's Mason, August 5th. Five things on the tape worth your attention this morning. Let's get into it. First, from Business Insider, MyPillow's Mike Lindell is stepping down after 22 years as CEO. Mike Lindell is stepping down as CEO of MyPillow. He founded the company in 2004. He's giving up control to run for governor of Minnesota. MyPillow's Mike Lindell is stepping down as CEO after 22 years on the job. Lindell, a Trump ally, said on Facebook on Tuesday that he'd made one of the biggest decisions of his life, stepping down as CEO to dedicate all his time and energy to his campaign for Minnesota governor. Minnesota deserves my full attention, and that's exactly what I'm giving it. I'm all in, and I can't wait to earn your vote, Lindell said on Facebook. Next, second, from Morning Brew, SpaceX tops estimates in first earnings report. SpaceX's first earnings report since it went public in June wasn't out of this world, but it was better than experts predicted. Elon Musk's rocket, satellite, and AI company's Q2 revenue jumped 92% over the same time frame last year. Shares of the company fell in post-close trading immediately after the announcement, likely a response to high reported expenditures, despite all three segments of the company posting better-than-expected revenue. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Markets. FTSE 100 Live, UK stocks set to rise as oil dips on Iran. And then, fourth, from the Daily Upside. Should anyone be allowed to buy leveraged ETFs? I don't care to belong to any club that will have me as a member. The famed comedian Groucho Marx may have been kidding, but would investors feel the same way if they had to go through an approval process to use volatile ETFs? Leveraged funds, including those focused on single stocks, have exploded in number and popularity in recent years. But the products are so potentially dangerous in the wrong hands that Bloomberg's editorial board suggested this week that brokerages should restrict access to customers who haven't been vetted, and that strategies should be limited to 2x leverage. Next. Fifth, from the Daily Upside, get ready for more SpaceX in ETF orbits. It's probably not the moonshot investors had in mind. There's a lot of SpaceX news this week. The company gave its first public earnings report Tuesday, just ahead of tomorrow's massive stock lockup period ending, and a 45-foot chunk of the company's Falcon 9 upper stage booster was poised for an unintentional 5400 Mifeji collision with the moon this morning. Who? The big takeaway for ETFs, though, is that there will very likely be a lot more SpaceX stock on the market as of tomorrow, and much of it will make its way into funds. Up next, sixth, from Bloomberg Markets, China optical stocks drop on reports of US ban, The China Show, 8/5/2026. Bloomberg, The China Show, is your definitive source for news and analysis on the world's second biggest economy. From politics and policy to tech and trends, Yvonne Mann and David Ingalls give global investors unique insight, delivering in-depth discussions with the newsmakers who matter. Source, Bloomberg. And then, seventh, from Bloomberg Economics, India keeps key interest rate on hold, retains neutral stance. Next, eighth, from Pristine Capital, SPCX and AMD earnings. Incoming, I'm back from vacation and am fully recharged. Let's finish the 2026 trading year strong. Hague US Investing Championship, record 2026. Plus 12.50% as of 6/30/2025. 39.1% 2024. 254.0% 2023. 103.5%. Up next, ninth, from Jerry Liu, Thai Magic the Gathering Investing Portfolio Report. August 2026. the first post of many. Welcome to a monthly series where I document the performance of my sealed Magic the Gathering investment portfolio. This is the first post in a new series that is roughly identical to my Pokemon series, where I show you which sealed boxes I own and how much money they've made me. I have been buying sealed Magic the Gathering collector booster boxes for over 5 years now for investment purposes. These are the first three official collector boxes that Wizards of the Coast brought to market, and they are what originally drew my interest. And then, 10th, from TTG Trading, TTG Midday Market Pulse, today's key themes and global trend portfolio. Under radar, strong tech name. Below is your midday pulse on the markets NYSE. 68%, up volume, very strong breadth ticks over Buzz 1K several times, strong buying going on MW, transforms raw market volume into visual structure, revealing where traders are most active and where price is likely to react. That's the read. Watch the tape, ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.